Joe Newberry has been a guest on this program several times. Joe is a proficient at bluegrass, old-time music, instructing, performing, singing. I think he even dances. Often you see Joe with Mike Compton. We've talked to both of them on this program. Most recently, Joe toured with April Virch, resulting in a nice album with April and her violin and singing. We're going to talk to Joe in the second hour of the program today. In this discussion, keep in mind, you're going to hear a lot of ambient festival noise. We're at Gray Fox. We're at the far end of the dining tent, we'll call it. But pretend like you're there. You'll enjoy it that much more.
I'm always happy to have the opportunity to talk to my friend Joe Newberry. How are you, Joe?
Steve, I'm doing very well. We're here at the Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival, and man, have we been having a good time. Although the Gray Fox had a little bit of mud on its fur.
A little bit of mud
year.
On its fur. Thank
yeah.
you very much. I got a little mud on my fur, too. I don't know if you do.
Well, I preened a little bit before the interview started, but I'll tell you what a great gathering of the tribe. Mary Daub and all of her crew. They really know how to put on a festival in good weather, but also when the weather turns rainy, they have been working so hard. And it's great because this bluegrass crowd really comes together and everybody's watching out for everybody. Everybody's taking care of each other. And it just means that when it's time to listen to music, we're listening to Billy Strings in the background.
Right, right.
When it's time to listen to music, man, it's just all you have left to do is have a good time.
I think, and I've had this discussion with Mary Daub and Mary Burdett, I think it's from the top down.
Absolutely.
I think they surround, and they're unflappable. Unflappable with a smile.
Yes.
Because there's been some times where it's like, what are we going to do now? This is happening. This, and it's like, we're going to work it out. We all get together and everybody works it out.
Absolutely.
And it goes on.
Yeah.
It goes on. I haven't talked to you, Joe, since you, I have the album. You toured with April Virch and did
an
album.
I've been working some with April Virch in addition to my regular touring with Mike Compton.
Mike Compton,
I put together a little side project with April that's turned into just a whole lot of fun. And we're working right much, too. So.
Working
is good.
I love the fact when I found out that you were working with April, because I love April.
Yes.
I mean, if people haven't seen or heard her music or seen her perform, I thought you and her would be perfect. I mean, she's got that Nova Scotia. I mean,
yeah.
New Scotland is what Nova Scotia means.
Absolutely.
So she's got all this fiddle, and you see it, and I can let you describe what she does on stage, because I can't even catch my breath watching.
Well, you know, she's got that great April Virch band. She's been fronting her own band for almost 20 years, and she's really good at that. But we get the chance when we play as a duo to stretch out and really dig into some of these tunes and songs and bring our original stuff, too. The music that she plays, the fiddle music especially, while I might not know the tunes, I know the tunes because Missouri fiddlers would listen to those Canadian broadcasts late at night.
Oh, really?
Screaming across the prairie. You know, there's nothing really between northern Missouri and Canada but a barbed wire fence. And so
Wait a minute.
Well,
okay.
And actually the barbed wire fence is down. So those radio waves late at night would really travel. And so Missouri fiddlers would listen to some of those Canadian fiddlers.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I got the connection between the music that landed there from Scotland versus what landed here, but I had no idea that there was an influence in what you're saying. That's brand new to me.
And, you know, then, of course, you're right in talking about the root, the Celtic root, the Scots-Irish.
Yes.
And so, but also, the Ottawa Valley, where April is from, was settled by Poles and Germans and French, and so all of those influences are in the fiddling style as well, and it actually mirrors a lot of the settlement patterns in Missouri, where I'm from. So those good old German tunes and those schottisches and breakdowns and waltzes.
I've never done an interview. I know what a schottisch is, but I've never done an interview where it came from the interviewee.
So when April and I play together, those tunes make sense to me. And what I will do is I will actually put an old-time Missouri backup-style guitar with it. And so it's a real melting pot. Same with fiddle and banjo. I'm tuning in one key, and she likes to do a medley of tunes. And so I'll tune in one key and then close position play the next tune in a different key and then go back to the original key. So it's really fun for me because it makes me just really have to explore different ways to do things on the banjo.
This is so new to me.
I am having a ball.
You are. Well, you have to have. You come here and you and Mike Compton, I picked you up a couple times walking around and saw you. And you and Mike Compton are just like the perfect...
I just love playing with him.
Oh, yeah. Now you guys have done it. How many years? You've done it
for so long. We did our first show in 2008.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's almost like the perfect... Well, we talked about this once, being on the road, and you broke into one of the on-the-road songs, but you guys are not quite, Crosby and Hope, but I think you have a lot of fun together.
Well, I think there's hope for us yet. No, that was so bad.
That's all right.
But really, traveling with Mike and playing with Mike, he's got such a deep well of all sorts of music. And, you know, we were in the U.K. in January and February, and people would come up and they would say, I love your bluegrass. and we think, well, we don't play bluegrass.
Yeah.
Now, we play a lot of the things that Monroe built into bluegrass.
Right.
And we'll play some of Monroe's stuff, but it's not a bluegrass band because it's just the two of us.
That's right.
But what we do play, we love. We love mixing, and we've gotten to the point in our careers and our lives where we need to do what we need to do.
You and coming here, a young lady named Molly Tuttle gets the opportunity to play with you.
Oh, and I get
stage.
I was trying to be a humble student as much as anything else because she is marvelous. And if your listeners get the chance to listen to Molly, she's an old soul. She's a great guitar player. I mean, like, stunning guitar player.
She's very good.
And amazing singer of note.
From California.
From California. Her dad is Jack Tuttle.
Yeah.
And I looked over and, you know, that's the future of our music is great young players like this.
And she went to Berkeley, did she not?
She went to Berkeley.
Let me ask you this because you've seen it. I usually ask everybody that... Not everybody, but I'm curious about this. I call it the Berkeley effect.
Yes.
But I don't know. You have this great talent. She grew up and learned and could play, and Berkeley brings her there. So now that they're coming out of here, it's kind of like out of the top of a volcano. They're impacting bluegrass, all kinds of music. And it's not a negative way. They've just enhanced and expanded their library or their tools or their arrows in their quiver. Am I saying this correctly?
I think you're right on target, Steve, because the young people playing this kind of music just from YouTube, just from the CDs that they're listening to, they're getting this great music. But then when we're doing an established course of study and they're really working on technique, then
in
they're
theory,
going and theory.
Theory. Oh my
and
God.
then they're you know, I'm lucky enough to have a number of younger friends who've gone to Berkeley that, you know, they like playing with folks who've sort of come up in the tradition and so we're not part of their education. Well, maybe we are part of their education.
Oh, sure.
And
absolutely.
And so but every time I get a chance to sit with somebody like that, I want to be a student as well because, you can learn from
I can see it in your eyes. I was so happy to see you with Molly. I'm always thrilled to see you with Mike Compton. One other thing that I'm going to let you get out of here while it's light. You begin doing one of my very good friends who I treasure, the day that I met Bill Evans.
Oh,
and you've been doing some. Did I see you were doing some?
I worked with Bill and Danny Barnes.
Oh,
in November, we did the California Banjo Extravaganza.
That's right.
And so just a crackerjack band that Bill put together and put together, I think, six dates out in California.
Yeah.
And so we would all open the show together. Then I would do a couple, Danny would do a couple, Bill would do a couple. We'd close the first half, do the same thing. And we just got on like a house of fire.
You had to.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have seen that. When I saw that came up, I thought, I haven't seen Bill in years. I used to see him every year or so. And he is. He's a friend of mine, and I cherish, and I would do anything for him. And I know he's on the West Coast a lot more.
He's sticking
to the West Coast.
To the West Coast, a little bit close to home, but he's doing some camps, and he's playing out. He's doing more more out and back rather than touring.
That's
but he's still
that's
playing
right.
a lot.
I was thrilled that you got a chance to play. So I knew it would work out.
Yeah.
And I got a feeling that you've hit it off very well with him.
We've done a lot of music camps together.
Yeah.
And so we always try and have a couple of sessions at these camps where you just sit down and just go for it.
You're having fun, aren't you?
I'm having fun. You know, I decided a couple of years ago.
I was going to ask you about this. Go ahead. Say what you were. You were going to do this all full time.
I decided I got an opportunity to do the transatlantic sessions.
That's right.
And I can't turn this down.
Yeah.
So Susan, Ms. Newberry said, book 6 months worth of work and go. Which was a very, very giving thing for her to do. And so I did. I booked that 6 months, and I'm staying ahead of the curve, and I'm working a lot.
You are. Prairie Home?
I just did a cruise with Mike Compton, a Prairie Home Companion cruise to Norway and Scotland. That was a lot of fun.
That would have been a blast.
Yeah.
Joe, I just see nothing but... You know, everything you do, I think you're going to reach out. I think you're going to touch more young musicians or old. I think you're going to share more and more. And I know from talking to you, you bring it all back in and you make it part of you. I just think everything you're doing is expansive of the people that you're playing with, yourself, and then to the benefit of people like me, the audience. I think we're all going to gain from what you're doing.
Thank you, Steve.
And I love it, man. I love seeing you, and I love talking to you.
I love being out there. I'm always tickled to see you at a festival or just go through town and see you.
Yeah. All right. Listen, I'm going to let you get out of here.
Thank you, my friend.
Because the darkness is coming.
Well, you know, the darker the night, the better I see. But I got to tell you that it's so muddy here that I have a chance to not lay down in the mud.
That's great. Good enough. Thanks,
Steve.
Newberry, thanks a lot, buddy.